Hello, my name is Carlos. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Hello. We just like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections in November. Can you be so kind and share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get my walk around because I have my TV on. Hold on.
Okay, take your time.
Hard to compete with the TV.
Okay, thank you. Very kind of you. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, a television station, newspaper, or advertising agency? No, a media organization, work, a volunteer, political campaign? No, okay. Now, thinking ahead of this November, which of the following best describes how would you vote in the general elections for president, the U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Most likely to vote?
Definitely.
Probably vote?
Got to get rid of this Biden guy.
Okay. So you're definitely going to vote. Now,
yes.
With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
Republican.
Republican, thank you. And what is your main racial background? White, Anglo, Hispanic, African American?
White Anglo.
Thank you. And is your age between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55? 56 to 65 or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, generally speaking, would you say that things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or they're off on the wrong track? What's your opinion?
There could be improvements. First of all, it's too crowded here.
I understand. But just for the sake of a research, so we can move on. How should I record your answer? In the right direction or on the wrong track?
I don't know. I would say right direction, I guess.
Right. Okay. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus most to help you and your family? The inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, property insurance costs, grow and overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, affordable housing, flooding, sea level
rise. All of the above.
I know they're all important. But how about crime and neighborhood safety, corruption, and city government?
All of that. Not just one, there's a lot.
I know they're all important in to help you and your family. But if for the sake of research, can you pick one?
Oh, my God. I would say property insurance.
The property insurance costs, okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Can you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? And if you had no opinion, never heard of the person, just let me know, okay? Here's the first one. Joe Carollo.
Definitely not.
Okay, so very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Christine King, favorable or unfavorable?
Not familiar with them.
Okay. You never heard of them or you had no opinion?
Never heard of them.
Okay. How about Keon Hardiman? Favorable or unfavorable?
Not familiar with him.
Okay. How about Raquel Regalado?
Same thing. I heard of a name, but I'm not too familiar with her either.
So you had no opinion on that? Okay.
Yeah.
How about Manolo Reyes? Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable. Or
somewhat favorable.
And how about Manolo Reyes? Same question.
Yeah. Yes.
Very favorable, somewhat favorable. Somewhat favorable. Okay. Damien Pardo. Have you heard
favorable.
Of that?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. How about Francis Suarez? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. How about Miguel Cavella?
Same
question. Very, somewhat favorable?
I know the name. I don't know too much about him.
Okay. So you know the person, but you have no opinion, correct?
Right.
Okay. How about Daniela Lavín Cava? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
And Haleen Higgins, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm not too familiar with that. I know the name, but I don't know too much about them.
Okay. Fair enough. Now, moving on. If the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate? Joe Biden,
Donald
the
Trump.
Democrat? Donald Trump, okay. Now, and would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Mr. Trump?
Definitely voting for Trump.
Okay. When voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums. There are also on the ballot for voters to decide. Now, you will not be asked about few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, can you please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of this measure or no against this measure? Now, the first Florida constitutional amendment is called Adult Personal Use of Marijuana, and the ballot reads, allows adults 21 years or older to possess, purchase, or use marijuana products and marijuana accessories for non-medical personal consumption by smoking, ingestion, or otherwise, allows medical marijuana treatment centers and other state-licensed entities to acquire, cultivate, process, manufacture, sell, and distribute such products and accessories.
You know, that one's very hard for me to answer. I'll tell you why. I'm a vendor. I do a lot of driving. I drive with supposedly normal people. And all
yes.
I need is for somebody who's on marijuana, who's not aware of the speed they're doing. I drive with people that are 100 miles an hour, cut in front of you, weave in and out of traffic. They cause all these accidents. You know, I don't mind if somebody smokes it in their house, but they
right.
shouldn't be on the road. Or, you know what I mean? So it's...
Yeah, you are, you know, I hear you, and thank you for sharing that. That's, they're going to ask you a question. That's what they're doing the study, you know, to know how you feel. But let me
because
finish really, real
the quick. Problem is it gets out of control. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't control people's habits
yeah.
sometimes. The thing, it goes
right.
out of hand. But let me finish real quick, okay, so we can move on. Applies to Florida law, does not change or immunize violations of federal law, establishes possession limits for personal use, allows consistent legislation, defines terms, provides effective date. Now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this constitutional amendment?
I guess I would do no.
No, okay. And would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting no against this measure?
Probably voting no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, the second Florida constitutional amendment is called Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And the ballot reads, no law should prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional amendment?
Well, I'm pro-life. I wouldn't want a minor to have a procedure like that unless the parents are aware.
That's what it says. It does not change that required notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Now, this is going to be on your ballot on this November. Now,
right,
but
now.
If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this Florida constitutional amendment or vote no against this Florida constitutional
I
amendment?
I guess I would put yes, right?
Okay. So, would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting yes on this one?
Probably yes, yeah.
Probably yes. Now, there may also be a City Miami question on the ballot this year. One of those proposals is known as a Waxham Harbor, and the ballot question reads, should City amend existing leases government to mixed-use project 888 MacArthur Causeway on Waxham Island to reduce the overall development, extend terms from 75 to 99 years, weigh, bidding, and require at no cost to the city? Now, previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, increasing revenue city, inclusion of office space, and a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Now, if the election were held today...
I'm not too familiar with that at all.
Okay. But if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no or undecided?
Undecided, I don't know.
And if you have to choose today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
I don't know.
Okay. Now, you will, I understand. You will now be given some of the specific components of this Washington Harbor proposal. Can you please indicate if you have, if you approve or disapprove each of these components? Now, the first component is allowing office space to be included. Will you strongly approve that component? Somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Somewhat, I don't know.
Okay. Somewhat approve or disapprove?
Somewhat approval.
Okay. Reducing the overall amount of development. Will you strongly approve that component? Somewhat approve?
Yes,
somewhat
disapprove, yes.
Strongly? Okay.
Yeah,
and
strongly.
Creating a new public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay. Will you strongly approve that component? Somewhat approve? Somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Allowing previously approved timeshare residents to be condominiums. That component, will you strongly approve? Somewhat approve?
I'm not familiar with timeshares, so I don't know.
Okay. Now, you will not be giving just more detailed description on this Washington Harbor proposal so we can finish. Now, this proposal will be outdated and already voted approved mixed-use project on Washington Island, which is off the MacArthur Causeway between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach. Now, they already approved projects, includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade. The marina part of the project has already been built, and this proposal will allow for some office space to support the viability of the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residents to be condominiums, resulting in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. It will also create a new waterfront promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This proposal will result in less overall development, meaning there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space built and fewer hotel rooms built than voters have previously approved. This project has privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Now, knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard? If you can mention just one thing.
Of the whole conversation?
Yeah, they what I just read, that you know, they includes the marina, it's gonna they got the hotels going, the restaurant, the shops, also is privately funded, so meaning no city dollars will be used, you know, the residents.
Yeah, that it brings money into the city.
The fact that it brings more revenue to the city?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And now, okay, brings more money. Okay. And now, what is the one thing you dislike about what you just heard? Anything that you dislike?
What?
Anything that you dislike for what you just heard about the project?
No, nothing really. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, man. Okay. Let's move on so we can finish. Now, would you be more likely or less likely to vote for a candidate who support this Waxham Harbor proposal? Or it will make no difference? You can indicate that as well.
Makes no difference.
Makes no difference to you, okay. Now, just to finish this up, let me ask you just a few demographic questions before we finish, just to make sure that we have a representative sample. And regardless of how you may feel today, for who did you vote in 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or someone else?
Trump.
Mr. Trump. And do you think Miami is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or by right?
Oh, yeah. Too crowded.
Too fast? Okay.
Yeah.
And if you were labeled yourself, would you say that you are liberal, a moderate, or conservative on your political belief?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Very very conservative.
Very conservative. And what's the last grade of formal education that you have completed? High school, some college?
Some college.
Some college, okay. Thank you very much for taking the time to help me. Kind of you, okay, man? Enjoy the rest of the day, man. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.